It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, voting is just around the corner for nonpartisan primary elections in Wisconsin. We'll find out when and how to vote.
First, there's been a lot of action in the state legislature so far this week as lawmakers try to wrap up their work before the session ends. Yesterday, the state assembly passed bills that would dial back land and water regulation for property owners, and the Senate passed a bill to allow online voter registration and eliminate voter registration deputies.
Sean Johnson joins us now from the state capitol to give us the details on all these bills. He's Capitol Bureau Chief for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Sean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Let's hit the road first. A long-running debate over how to pay for road maintenance, repairs, and building in Wisconsin. A plan in the assembly, it sounded like people were kind of liking. A vote coming up? Not just yet. So, first of all, what did they have on the table there with this county tax idea?
Hey, I mean, you're right. They had this very rare bill that would actually spend some money on roads, and it wouldn't spend a whole lot of money, and it wouldn't be the state, providing a long-term solution toward its road funding issues. But it would have let counties, through referendum, raise their sales taxes by a half a cent. This is something that passed in committee on a unanimous vote. Republican sponsors went before reporters earlier in the day and said that, you know, they were going to pass the bill. Really, in the assembly, with Republicans in charge, if a bill gets on the calendar, the rule of thumb is it's going to pass. And so it was pretty rare to see this bill just get kind of pushed down toward the end of the calendar throughout the day, and then suddenly they were done for the night and they didn't act on this.
So do we know why? Are there last-minute tweaks they're going to try to do, or what?
There are last-minute tweaks. I don't know if you know why exactly, because they didn't talk about it. They just ended the day. You could speculate a little bit. You have Republicans here in charge of the legislature. They're generally averse to tax increases. This is a bill that would allow for tax increases. So, I mean, for that reason, it was a little bit unusual to see it on the calendar to begin with. The sponsor, Representative Dean Knutson, said that he's going to add an amendment on there that would phase out wheel taxes, which are another way that local governments use to raise money for roads. So they would potentially gain one tool and lose another. That's if this comes back up. We don't know if it will.
So that's still up in the air, whether this assumed to be likely to pass bill is going to pass at all in this session. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Yeah, the official line out of the Speaker's office last night was that discussions continue in the measure. They could just bring it up tomorrow. They could bring it up next week, but time's running out.
I recall hearing, I think, from the counties association, they like this. Local governments seem to be into it. They want to raise money to repair their local roads, but on hold for now.
Yeah, they like this. There's this coalition of environmental groups and some conservatives who are kind of an unlikely coalition when it comes to road projects, and they're not so fond of this, partly because it doesn't include transit, partly because they feel like it's sort of unfair to raise taxes at the local level.
And there have been calls for an audit of transportation spending in the state, too, from that coalition you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Conservatives, presumably because they don't want to spend money. Environmentalists, because they think money is being misspent on too much road development, I think was the argument.
Yeah, and that audit is ongoing. There are some people who say we got to wait until that comes out so that we know how the DOT is spending its money, if they're using rosy traffic projections when it comes to deciding where to build roads. This issue is a little different, though, on this this county sales tax, mm-hmm. because it's designed to just go to road repairs,
right,
where counties say they drastically need money. So that's why this was able to get support in committee, but as of yet, not on the assembly floor.
We'll move on from that one. The assembly approved a package of bills to increase, they're saying this is a property owner's rights package of legislation. A lot of it has to do with development on lakes and things like that. What was there?
It does. It's in a variety of ways, it would sort of tip the balance in decisions over whether to develop from more regulation to less. I mean, it would give landowners who live adjacent to lakes more power to develop their land. So, one big example that the bill would do is when it comes to dredging. A lakefront property owner right now has to get what's known as an individual permit from the DNR. So these are complicated. You have to go to, they go through DNR scientists. So a biologist would come through and say, what you would have to do exactly to make that to get the permit so that your dredging didn't disturb fish habitat. in many cases, you can't get that permit on lakes because dredging is pretty invasive for lakes, and so they don't always grant them. And so this would be, you let landowners get just a general permit, a lot easier to get. It would lead to a lot more dredging is the thought. This is something that has a lot of environmental groups, a pretty broad coalition of environmental groups, very concerned. They say it's going to destroy habitat.
Yeah, and the supporters are saying this gives more freedom to people who have bought maybe expensive lakefront property, gives them an opportunity to use that more fully.
Yeah, that the biggest investment most people will make in their lives is in their home. And this lets them, do more with that home, which they, bought with their own money. I mean, the balance there that critics are saying that is not being met is that when you're talking about lakes, they belong to the public under our Constitution through the public trust doctrine. And so there's always that balancing test when you deal with lakefront issues.
So that's through the Assembly Senate?
Not through the Senate yet, and that is something where, at least in the Senate committee, Republicans who chaired that committee were a little bit skeptical, said they wanted to make some changes before they advanced that bill. They've got a little more time, though, before the Senate adjourns for the year.
Talking to WPR's Sean Johnson, the clock is ticking. A lot of legislation on the table in the Assembly and the Senate. The Senate approved one, Sean, that would allow online voter registration, but change the way offline voter registration works a little bit. Can you sum that one up for us?
This is one that started out, the issue as a whole started out as a bipartisan bill. You had Democrats and Republicans on board with this plan that would allow Wisconsin to become, to join the growing list of states that allow for online voter registration. And the online voter registration would let you, if you have a driver's license or a state-issued ID, you could use that information to go and register online without having to go there in person. So the idea is this is convenient. People kind of expect it now. You do a lot more of your business online. Why not register to vote online? And so a number of states have done this. So it's not untested. And this is an idea that, as I mentioned, had broad bipartisan support. That bipartisan support really peeled away because of another piece of the bill that would phase out special registration deputies. And so these are people who work for groups or volunteer for groups like, say the League of Women Voters. They might go around to communities or nursing homes and go through and they would do the registering of people there. That would be phased out. Sponsors of the bill say you don't need those special registration deputies anymore, that special title or the special process, because when it's online, basically anybody can do it. They can go around, take their phone, their tablet, their laptop, and do a voter registration drive. Critics say, well, not everybody's exactly that computer literate, and not everybody necessarily has the IDs they need to do it online.
And this is one that's passed the Senate. Has the Assembly touched this one yet?
They have not touched this one yet. This was hung up in an Assembly committee for a while where the lead author there was saying she wanted to try to reach compromise to get people on board. But again, the clock is ticking.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says, hey, Assembly, finishing up the session next week. Is it like they're going to do a lot more before the adjournment happens?
They're going to do a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, their calendars are going to be long. The Assembly and Senate were both very busy today. They had, if you look at public hearings and executive sessions combined, you had about 30 meetings today in the legislature. So, just to give you an idea of what that's like. Legislators come in, sit down, sit there for a few minutes, and then a number of them leave to go to another committee where they might sit down, take a vote, bounce to another committee. It's pretty chaotic. It's hard to devote a lot of attention to any of the bills that are going through in an atmosphere like that, but that's what you get at the end of session, especially when session ends this early.
Is there an issue that you are paying close attention to see if it happens by the time everybody adjourns?
There's a pretty long list of bills that I think are worth watching at this point. One thing that hasn't happened yet that the governor really called for in his State of the State speech is really the only thing he did call for is this higher ed package that he wanted to make college more affordable. You would think the odds are in his favor and that he's the governor and that his pretty much the only thing he asked for in this spring session, but that hasn't gone through yet. There's also this bill that's getting a lot of attention that's right now in the Senate, hasn't gone anywhere, that would privatize or allow for the privatization of water utilities in Wisconsin. It's pretty controversial, and we don't know what's going to happen there.
We'll be watching those. I'm sure you will, too. Sean, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, Capital Bureau Chief for WPR News. He joined us to talk about the latest news from the state legislature.